Good morning. My guest this morning is Karen Johnson, the director of the Charles M. Schultz Museum and Research Center. Gives me chills to say that, really.
Oh, thank you.
Good morning, Karen.
Thank you so much for having us.
So a wonderful event coming up called The Doctor Is In, Peanuts and the Picture of Health. Oh, that's wonderful. So this will be at the museum August 31st through March 12th of next year.
That's right.
Wow. So what's it going to be like?
Well, this is going to be in our strip rotation gallery, and We love our strip rotation gallery. Jean Schultz would tell you that that's the heart of the museum for her, because she built the museum so people could actually see his strips. So the strip rotation is all of his original drawings.
Oh,
so you,
wonderful.
It's as I say to people when they walk into the strip rotation, it's as if you're looking over his shoulder when he's drawing. So then we theme everything. So this is a really fun one about health issues and how Lucy got her psychiatric booth and all the issues of childhood illness.
Isn't it amazing how much he left us right from the phrase "the doctor is in"?
It's the universality of his appeal,
right,
that regardless of decade, everybody can relate to. You know, especially when you think about this theme, health, your children's health, kids still get measles, kids still get lazy eye, kids still worry about do they have to eat a healthy lunch and break their bones. And he has a way of bringing humanity and humor and kindness and all of us seeing ourselves regardless of what the content is.
I have dealt with, quote, celebrities, unquote, without number over the last 50 years.
Right.
And he was a celebrity who did not have feet of clay. He didn't ever disappoint you.
No, he was a gentleman. I describe him as he was a true Midwest gentleman.
Yeah.
He was very devoted to his work. He was confident about his work. And he also never thought he was more than an average guy. And so therefore, yes, he was shy. And I think people will think a famous person who's shy might be standoffish. But the reality is he was still the same shy guy he was when he was 13.
Uh-huh.
But he was very respectful of his fans.
That's right. How long have you been director of the museum?
Let me see, 14 years.
Uh-huh.
A long time.
Have you learned things that surprise you?
Well, like anyone growing up, I was that prime group of people who bought the first Happiness is a Warm Puppy book and cut out strips because they reminded me of my life story. So for me to be able to take on a man's legacy that so shaped me personally as a young person has been amazing. I think the thing I've learned the most, as I've learned so much more over the years, is the thing that surprised me and made me the happiest, is the continuity of who he has been since he's been born. The spirit of who he was as a child is what we saw reflected in those strips. And I kind of admire that the very most. As you said earlier, he didn't change, truly.
Yes.
No matter how famous he got or how much money he made, he was still the same kid from the Midwest.
That's right. That's
and I
right.
think, although that's not new, it's confirming.
Yeah. Certainly, I saw him, as we talked about earlier, numerous times over the years in all sorts of different contexts.
Mm-hmm.
Particularly, we were both such long-term Sonoma County residents.
You can't
miss someone like that.
No. But you would meet him in the bookstores.
Yes.
You know, you would meet him at local theater.
Uh-huh.
And you would, if you wanted to meet him, you could go to the ice arena every day. There was a chance he was going to be there having his lunch and his breakfast.
Great. Karen, thank you very much for coming in. And thank you for all the work that you do to keep Charles M. Schultz in our consciousness.
Well, it's an honor and a pleasure to be here to talk about him. Thank you so much.
So this is a new exhibition at the Charles M. Schultz Museum, August 31st through March 12th of next year, Peanuts and the Picture of Health. For information, a telephone number 579-4452, online schultzmuseum.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.